Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we're going to celebrate the life and music of pianist Wynton Kelly, who had a huge career in jazz as a sideman, leader, and accompanist. He appeared on hundreds of jazz recordings and 16 under his own name. Let's begin with one from Kelly's 1958 release, Ill Wind. Kenny Burrell on guitar, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. In 1955, Kelly played in an all-star backup band led by Quincy Jones on Dinah Washington's For Those in Love album. You'll hear Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You. Cornet player Nat Adderley recorded the album Much Brass in 1959 with the sextet. Here's the Miles Davis classic Israel, Wynton Kelly on piano, of course.
Thank you. champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I should get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from champagne. I'm sure that if I took even one sip, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane. Too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Kick though it's clear to me, you obviously don't adore me. See, I get no kick in a plane. Flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. See, I get a kick. You give me a boo. See, I get a kick out of you. See, I get a kick out of you. Yes, I get a kick out of you. Ooh, I get a kick out of you. Yes, I do.
We are digging on the piano work of Wynton Kelly on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Wynton Charles Kelly was born in 1931 in Brooklyn to Jamaican immigrants. He began playing piano, but had little formal training. He played in several rhythm and blues bands after high school. Then he found work with Hot Lips Page, Lockjaw Davis, and Dinah Washington. He led a Third Army traveling show in the early 1950s. After that, he worked with most of the prominent jazz musicians in the 1950s and 60s and led his own bands until his death at 39 from an epileptic seizure. He had drinking problems but didn't let that affect his playing. Trumpeter Wynton Marsalis was named after Kelly. Vibes band Milt Jackson and guitarist Wes Montgomery teamed up to record Blue Rose in 1962 on their album Bags Meets Wes. Wynton Kelly on piano, Sam Jones bass, and Philly Joe Jones round out the quintet. Terry Thornton sang the standard What's New on her Devil May Care release of 1961. Kelly was also in a quintet on trumpeter Clark Terry's Serenade to a Bus Seat album of 1957. Johnny Griffin on tenor, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. They recorded one titled Digits. Thank you.
what's new? How is the world treating you? You haven't changed a bit. Handsome as ever, I must admit. What's new? How did that romance come through? We haven't met since then. Gee, but it's nice to see you again. Seeing you is grand, and you were sweet to offer your hand. I understand. Adieu. Pardon my asking, what's new? Of course you couldn't know. I haven't changed, I still love you so.
got the Dr. Jazz Hour going on your radio, and today we are focusing on pianist Wynton Kelly. Cannonball Adderley and his sextet recorded the album Plus in 1961. You'll hear Wine Tone with solos by Victor Feldman on vibes, Brother Nat on cornet, Cannonball on alto, and Kelly on piano. Kelly backed up Abby Lincoln in Out of the Past from her It's Magic album of 1958. Then you'll hear Kelly on trumpeter Blue Mitchell's 1960 Blue Moods release on Scrapple from the Apple with a quartet.
to haunt my memory. From the depths of time up to the present came a
past
This last set of Wynton Kelly Jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with drummer Art Taylor and a quintet doing Blue Interlude from the album A.T.'s Delight of 1960. Solos by Stanley Turrentine on tenor, Dave Burns trumpet, Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And we'll complete this program with Potluck from Kelly's 1960 album Kelly at Midnight, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums.
Ha ha ha!
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.